The stamper. Thuckada, thuckada, thuckada. Ta. Thuckada, 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 thuckada. A capital T, and then a small huckada. On the way to Sally's training room to ship a package to a customer, or to rummage through the endless piles of technological junk in Penny's office, the tathuckada was always there. What is that? I asked Sally. Ruthie stamping the pages, she said, as she drew a shaded box in a world history textbook. Doesn't it bother you? The top part I could ignore, but the huckada. It reverberated through the adjoining walls and went after the soft parts of my brain as if she was stamping on the back of my skull. Doesn't what? The stamping. What about it? I made Sally take me to the source, the windowless room behind the shipping area that was filled with aluminum flat files, except for a wide gray spot on the carpet where the Dyleks used to be. Ruthie, the proofer, a brown-haired grandmother wearing a lavender and pink striped sweatshirt and matching pink pants, slapped a silver Bates numerical stamper on the corner of page after page, flipping them expertly with her thumb. Next to her was a Glenn Miller Festival coffee mug, chock-full of nubbly rubber fingertips, that she wore through on a continual basis. Up the road in Atlantic, another proofer was doing exactly the same. Why do we stamp every page? I asked, speaking loudly to be heard over the full-bore tathuckadas. Don't they already have numbers? They're not as reliable as ours, Sally said, shouting also despite standing directly next to me. Ruthie looked up, smiled, and said while continuing to stamp, It's a real problem if someone drops a job on the floor. Gotta put them back together. Could you stop for a moment, I asked. And when we separate the jobs for QC, Sally said, her voice suddenly too loud for the silence. But since I changed the alteration process, why do we need to still separate the jobs? Breaking the job apart for QC had been our own institutionalized version of tripping and dropping the job on the floor. Sally shrugged, and Ruthie started stamping again. Back in my office, I thought about what I'd seen. For any page to enter production, it had to get stamped. The very definition of a bottleneck. The two proofers cost $100,000 a year in pay and benefits. What if a job was dropped and had to be restored? How long would that take? An hour? 4 hours? A day? I called Sally. When was the last time someone dropped a job on the floor? She thought. A couple of years ago. Wait, no, maybe four. Okay, well, let's say we dropped two a year, just for the sake of argument. You realize we could fix those two, it would cost... I typed the numbers into my Page County Savings Bank calculator. Around $5,000 in labor, versus $100,000 to ensure we never have to spend $5,000. Do you still think we need stamping? Why would you want to change what works, David? Sally and Ruthie thought about their own jobs, page-making, proofing, and so forth as separate, and tried to be as fast as they could doing each individual job. But after 2 years of Dan, and still nobody thought about the total cost of a page from the moment it entered until it went out. What happens when Ruthie is out sick, I asked. Well, we fill in for her, but I'm not anywhere near as fast as she is. Sally, our number one typesetter, and our training department head, would fill in for the stamper. Tathuckada.